Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
You've just tuned in to LA Talk Radio's Dave's Good Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. This is the show where we raise your vibration. Whether you like it or not, if you're tuning in with us, you're going to feel better now than you did before listening. Well, at least that's our intention. Welcome to the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. And fasten your seatbelts and get ready for a ride. I'm just messing around. We have a very special show today. As always, when we have the beautiful and very knowledgeable Dr. Michelle, she's going to be joining us. And she's going to be hanging out with us for about 25 minutes, half an hour. And then we're going to be moving on to another topic. Well, without further ado, I would like to welcome Dr. Michelle to the show. How you doing, Doc?
Hey, Dave. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, thank you for coming on. And make sure that if you guys haven't already, check her out. Every Friday at 11 is On the Couch with Dr. Michelle here on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. Once again, every Friday at 11. She gives the best of the best, top tier psychological advice. She talks about scenarios, pertaining to everyone's daily activities and how to make the best of them. She has authors, speakers, influencers, yeah, many awesome people come on the show and raise your vibration too.
Thanks.
So it's really cool. Yeah, got to check it out. So, Doc, today's show is so fun and special because we get to talk about something that I feel is overlooked. Or should I say a little under appreciated? And that is understanding body language. That is understanding. See, we're so focused on what people say to us. You know, we get so consumed by the words, by the chatter, right? And sometimes we forget that we're communicating always, all the time, without ever really saying any words. And how do we do this is through body language. Now, you being a body language expert, I thought, wow, what a perfect opportunity to have Doc back on the show.
Wow, great. I'm happy to talk about this. I love this subject because it's, I think, something that a lot of us, like you said, Dave, don't think about. In terms of communication, we're always looking for the word or hearing the word, whether we're texting or whatever, but we're not really interpreting what the person means sometimes. And if we look at them and understand some of their body language, we can tell what's going on really with them.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, sometimes I feel like people are more honest with their body language than they are the words they actually speak.
Well, that's right. It's more like the unconscious and conscious transmission, of feelings and attitudes and moods, things like that. So we have to look at body posture movement, you know, kind of like the physical state they're in, the position, right. like in terms of relationship, how close they are, right. how far they are, the way that they face people. And we also have to look at facial expressions. And, of course, eye movements are really important as well.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I mean, please go on. I didn't mean to.
No. So it's really important to just kind of understand. And this is not a true science per se. This is what a lot of body language expert people say.
Sure.
Because it is sort of, they say, unconscious movements. But it is important to look at clusters of certain, you know, body signals. So if we look at a group of signals indicating something, then we can sometimes conclude that this person may be indicating that they feel a certain way,
right.
Whether it be fear or attraction to someone or discomfort or whether they're lying.
Sure.
So as with any system of evidence, we need to look at clusters. We need to look at a bunch of things.
Right.
So we just can't say if someone's looking down at the floor and their head's bowed, we can't just say, oh, they're lying.
Right.
Because that could mean that they're ashamed of something. That could mean that they're depressed.
Right.
That could mean that they're tired, right?
It's multifaceted.
Right. So if someone's looking, let's say, down, and then they have other body features that may indicate that they're hiding something or they're lying and they don't want to look at you, then we can say, whoa, well, let's see here. This person's body language is closed. Their arms are folded. Their legs are tightly crossed.
Right.
They're not willing to look at you. They're doing what's called protective body language, you know, positions.
Sure.
In that, they're protecting themselves from revealing something.
Right.
Or they're self-comforting. Then we have to go further into the analysis. Are they self-comforting because they're fearing something or they don't feel comfortable with the situation?
Right, right.
Or are they self-comforting because they are indeed lying?
Right.
So, I mean, we have to look at all these different clusters of body language that may indicate that something's going on. And this is so important when we're talking about dating someone, when we're first trying to get to meet someone, right?
Sure.
Or then after we're in a relationship for a while, we can kind of pick up their habits so we can notice if they're not telling us the truth or if
sure.
they're embarrassed about something. And also, this is really important when it comes to meeting people, say, in like job interviews.
Right.
It's really important to kind of understand how you are appearing to other people.
Right.
You know, because managers, people who hire other people, get pretty queued up
right.
to what people's body language is indicating.
Very much so.
So this is something else that's really important to check out as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? Something that fascinates me about this, Doc, is if you really were to just understand and look and feel, instead of focusing on getting your word out or getting, you know, getting your point across, if you were to just feel what the other person is kind of putting out, you know, feeling the vibe, be a little bit more in tune with the situation instead of being so reactive to the situation.
Right.
You know, I feel like you'd find yourself a lot happier, number one. Number two, the responses that you would get from that, they would just be more fluid, you know, instead of, you know, I know that we had a show recently where we talked about how important it is to listen to,
right.
you know, the person that you're talking to that's in a conversation
yeah.
and not get overwhelmed with trying to get your point across.
Right.
And right. I feel like body language is kind of the same way, where you're not really looking or listening, if you will, to the person's body language, you know? You're
yeah.
listening to
yeah.
what they have to say, or you're being reactive to what to what they just said to you, and you want to get your point across, whether it's you're arguing or you're just talking about something, you're still
right.
You still want to talk, and you still want to get your point in. You still want to be heard. You want to be understood. Everyone does,
right.
And so does the person that you're talking with. But I guess if you were to just close your mouth a little bit and kind of pick up the cues that they're giving you when they talk to you. Are they moving their hands? Like, are they kind of getting close to you? Are they looking for approval from you? Are they looking for what kind of relationship do you guys have? And what, just like you said, it's multifaceted. So I guess, you know, and only you will know in the conversation. Like, only when you're in that conversation, you know, you kind of pick up a vibe, you pick up a feeling, and you kind of sometimes just get why people are so expressive in the way they talk. Oh, or they're so reserved, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know, listen to the body language. And when I say listen to the body language, I mean be aware of the body language. You know, let their body language speak to you just as much as their words are, if not a little bit more. Because people can talk a lot, but at the end of the day, actions speak louder than words. And that includes your actions of how
right.
you talk, and when you're talking, how you express yourself. If, you know, so, yeah.
So, it's you just have to be looking for sometimes if someone's actions are matching their words. Okay. So, if you want to, let's say, shall we go to some of the situations that, might occur if somebody is trying to impress somebody?
Sure.
Let's just say what you can do. Let's just say you're meeting someone and you're just getting to know them. And whether it's like a first date or first couple of dates, or whether it's a job interview, okay? So you want to get across to someone that you feel comfortable, right? You want to get across to someone that you're okay with, you know, being open, and that you're not, shy, you're not
sure.
uncomfortable in social situations, that you're opening up to them and just sort of not being too creepy, scary. You know, you don't want to get too close to someone. You don't want to,
right.
You don't want to have any, you know, physical contact of touching usually or anything like that. You want to give them space when you're first meeting someone.
Of course.
But, you want to indicate that you are comfortable and open. Okay. So let's just say what I tell people who are going on a first couple of dates, okay, and they're trying to impress somebody or let them know that they're okay and they're cool and they're comfortable. So you want to do open body behaviors, right, because you want to appear open. You want to appear relaxed, okay. So when you're meeting somebody, you just sort of have to keep in mind what you're doing. If you're feeling inward, shy, you have lower self-esteem, you don't feel good about how you look, you're thinking someone might judge you, you're feeling anxious, okay, what you want to convey through your body is that you're not feeling these things.
Sure.
So open body language. Open means you rest your body in comfortable positions. So this would be opened, arm gestures. Let's say you're sitting in a chair, okay? You have, you know, arms on the chair, whatever. You open your arms, you relax your arms, and you don't grasp onto a chair.
Right.
Anything that has to do with tightening or grasping shows subconsciously that you're anxious.
Sure.
Anything to do with opening and relaxation shows that you're cool. So if you have your palms up, let's say you're talking to somebody. You know how we talk, it's that, you know, that old joke of like, that person was being so Italian. You know, they're
right.
talking with their hands, they're
right.
open. That's very open and demonstrative body behavior.
Sure.
You're open, you're okay, you're flowing. So if you open your hands up when you're talking to someone, rather than putting your palms down or clenching your fists, it's sort of showing that you're opening yourself up to people. Also in terms of, your leg position. Some of us cross our legs because it's more comfortable, but it just sort of depends on how you're crossing your legs. If it's really tight and you look nervous, that's not a good thing.
Right.
If it's a little more relaxed and you're crossed where your feet are towards the person, your foot over the top that's being crossed, your leg over the top, if your foot is sort of towards that person, that sometimes can indicate, with other body language indicators, that you're interested in what that person has to say, rather than if your leg is crossed against and away from that person.
Right.
That's a little sign of protection.
Right.
Again, you know, you have to avoid closed body behaviors.
Right.
If someone's sitting in a chair, let's say, talking to you, and they are clasping both hands together, that's sort of a self-comforting thing. That means, I got to just make myself feel better here because I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
Don't clench your fists. Don't cross your hands. You know, open yourself up. It's also, you know, in our body postures, if you're standing, let's say, at a party and you're talking to somebody, it depends on where your feet are kind of positioned and how the angle your body is positioned to someone. If you're angled sideways and your feet are kind of like not facing forward to that person, it can indicate that you kind of want to get out of there or you're not interested.
Right.
But if you are interested, you should probably not get too close to them. But you should probably kind of face them, have your arms not crossed, and kind of point your body towards them.
Yeah.
And again, space is a really important thing, physical body space. You don't want to creep somebody out and get too close to them.
Of course.
And not don't want to be too far from them. You got to get in that sweet zone where it's just very comfortable.
There's a yin and a yang to it, you know. There's a definite balance, you know, and I think that balance is what defines a socially awkward person or someone that is socially stable and thrives in social environments. You know, there's people that get very anxious and panic attacks when they're in, you know, spaces with a lot of people. Or, you know, some people are very comfortable. Some people are very okay with it. So, you know, I think finding that sweet spot with how you communicate with your body is kind of the answer to being understood. You know, you can, like I said earlier, you can say all the words in the world, but how your body language is coming off depicts the vibe that you're emitting with what you're saying. Just, you know, just like you said, you know, if I can say I love you, but if I say it with my back turned to you, it's going to seem sarcastic, you know? If I say it like looking in your eyes, it's going to feel and seem sincere, you know?
Right.
So it's like, you know, the language of your body speaks louder than the words that are coming out of your mouth. And, you know, that leads me to another point, which is relationships and body language. People misunderstanding certain people. You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding going on when it comes to communication, I feel like, especially in relationships, whether it be, you know, sisters or, you know, siblings or definitely, you know, parents to a kid that they raised or that they are raising, whatever it might be, any relationship, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, there's an obligation to understand and learn how that person communicates, you know, when you get in a relationship.
Right. Right, right.
So, yeah. Right. I think it's
really important, again, to, you know, especially, I don't know if it's necessarily obligation, but it's more like it'll help us understand our loved ones and our other relationships and our coworkers or bosses or whatever a lot better if we understand what their body language is saying. So, you know, I can give you some of the positive body movements to show that you're comfortable. And then I can give you some of the negative, more protective, or if someone's lying, or fabricating, possibly,
yeah,
kind of
definitely.
Body language that indicates, you know, that they're not being really totally, you know, comfortable with you.
Right.
All right? So
let's hear them. Let's
so
hear
what would you like first?
Well, let's see. Let's go with the lying, the deception.
Okay. Okay. Sometimes, okay, let's first of all look at, you know, what they call sometimes when someone asks you a question. Let's start with the eyes, okay? And someone looks up and to the right. Okay.
Yes, I've heard that.
Okay, in conjunction with other body movements, sometimes that can mean that someone is not telling the truth because they're trying to think or create a story. Okay?
Sure.
Whereas if somebody's looking to the left, they may be trying to recall something that went on. So this is just sort of a subtle thing that some body language experts have put together with other movements that can indicate that they're either lying or telling the truth. So we call it kind of right eye flashing up to the right. You see people interviewed, or you're talking to someone and you ask them a question and their eyes go up to the right. It's like, ooh, I got to think of an answer.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's one of the things that can indicate that they're maybe lying or fabricating or something like that.
I was just going to say, I'm sorry for the interruption. I actually saw your body language special on Entertainment Tonight. Not too long ago when you were talking about, you did a couple of them. But I remember Lindsay Lohan looked up and to the right.
Right, exactly.
And you had made a comment regarding that.
Well, that was when she was talking about her drug use, remember?
Yes.
And Oprah had asked her about her cocaine use. And I think she lied because her whole body language at that time indicated that she tried other substances but wasn't into cocaine. Whereas, you know, they found out later that she was kind of, you know, doing cocaine. So, I mean, it was, to me, indication that she was very uncomfortable, and she didn't want to say it on national TV that she was really heavily into coke. But
right.
I'm also doing a thing on the upcoming Robert Irvine show. That will be in September, and I can let you know the air date. And I've got a couple of those coming up where I'm, you know, talking about the body language. And I'm usually using it when it comes to couples where the man or woman is lying about their cheating. So, yeah, I don't know if it's as good as a lie detector test, you know, but it's,
wow.
you can show a lot of, you know, indicators through the body that someone might be cheating or lying. So,
wow.
Just wanted to share that with you as well.
I would love to. That's great. And please let us know the air dates. And,
sure.
We'll do, we'll let people know.
Sure. Absolutely.
As the show's
so coming. Let's move on. Be happy to tell you. Now, also, if someone's kind of faking it, you can tell from what they call it, a pasted smile.
Sure.
Okay. So it kind of is faked, and it appears quickly and is fixed for longer than like a neutral smile. And it seems not to extend to the eyes. So it indicates sort of suppressed or forced agreement of some type. Like they're not really being fully honest with you.
Right.
Same thing, we're going from the head down. So we have a tight-lipped smile. Okay, you close your mouth, basically.
Yes.
Teeth are concealed. More secrecy. If you have, let me see, there's forced laughter. We all know what forced laughter is. You know, it's usually nervousness or stress. Can be uncomfortableness because they're lying. Tension going down the face, biting their lip.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Maybe they're anxious. Maybe they're not lying. I don't know. But, I mean, that's just, and again, what we're looking at are all these different clusters together.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. It is the sum of everything, of all of these put together. Yes, indeed.
Exactly. So I'm looking at kind of like the head now. We're moving down to the head. By the way, if someone's nodding to you, when you're talking, that usually means they're sort of with you and they're hearing you.
Nice.
They have, like, attentive listening, slow head nodding. Fast head nodding means, you know, like, hurry up, hurry up. Yeah, yeah, I get what you're saying. But still, they're listening. Sometimes, if somebody's head is held really high when you're looking at them, there's like a superiority or
right.
could be fearfulness.
Sure. Definitely.
Right, so we're going to we're looking at the things that may indicate someone's not being completely honest and they're uncomfortable. So, of course, clenched fist, resistance, that sort of aggression. They're preparing themselves for feeling uncomfortable or lying to you.
Right.
Sometimes, you know, if you have the, like I said earlier, interwoven or clenched fingers, there's frustration and anxiety about something going on. Again, it may be that they're not telling the truth to you, or they're just not comfortable with what's going on in the situation.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Yeah.
There's...
Also, we talked about the head being down, someone's head being down in response to a speaker or a proposition or something.
Right.
That could mean being ashamed.
Yes.
Could be negative or disinterested as well. So it's just kind of looking at, you know, kind of like those head movements. And moving down to the arms, hands and arms. Like if we have crossed arms, folded, that's kind of a no-brainer. It kind of means defensiveness, reluctance. Right?
Oh,
without
a doubt.
If you have somebody that has crossed arms with clenched fists,
oh,
there's hostility and defensiveness going on there.
Stay away.
Sometimes.
Stay away.
Yeah.
Keep your distance.
Right.
That's a balloon waiting to pop.
Hey, Dave, have you ever seen anyone, like, when they're standing there and they're gripping their own upper arms, like they have their arms crossed and they're gripping each side of their arms?
Yeah, I have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That can kind of mean reassuring or insecurity. So they're trying to, that's a, like, you know, a calming body language thing for them. They may be feeling really uncomfortable about what's going on, or they may be comforting themselves because they've lied and they're getting ready for what's going to happen.
Right. right.
Again, one arm across the body, clasping the other arm, it's kind of same thing. That means a nervousness. There's like a barrier. You know, that's a protective signal.
Right. Pretty much like anything that you're putting up as... If it looks like a barrier, like if it looks like you're putting arms up, or if it looks in any way, shape, or form like you're protecting, or you're, there's a wall that you're subconsciously putting up. Or you're conscious of it, and you're doing it for a conscious reason. But most of the time, we subconsciously just react to our thoughts, you know?
Right.
We'll feel a certain way, and then we'll feel inclined to... We won't even know why we cross our arms. We'll just look down, and our arms will be crossed, you know?
That's right.
And
it also could mean that we're just kind of bored, or we want to just kind of like... That's a comfortable stance for us sometimes. So it doesn't mean anything, again, unless it's kind of in conjunction with some of these other... closed body language things.
Right.
Yeah.
I love it, Doc.
You know,
that's
we're moving down to the hands, like if someone's pointing their finger at you, that's obvious.
Well,
if they're finger pointing and they're talking back to you and they have their elevated, you know, they like seem upset or something like that, that's like aggression or threat. They could be feeling threatened, but it could also mean that they're being defensive about things they've lied about. So,
yeah. Definitely.
You know, if somebody is sitting, let's move down to the legs, and they're sitting in a chair, let's just say, and their ankles are locked. You know, sometimes women do this. Guys usually don't do that. They kind of lock their ankles tightly.
Yes.
What men do is their knees are apart, and then they may lock their ankles. And that's kind of a sign of defensiveness.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay. If again, they call it the leg twine. It's a really tightly crossed leg wrapped around the supporting leg. It can mean insecurity.
Sure.
It can mean protection, maybe from something that they've said that may have been a lie again, or they're just insecure about themselves, and they're just trying to self-comfort. And again, all these are It's just kind of depending on the group of movements that are real together.
Right, right.
So,
That's really interesting, Doc.
I think, you know, and it's, like you said, Dave, it's about, think about open body language gestures, hands open, arms down to the side, or emphasizing what you're saying with your arms, with your palms up or open. Relaxed legs. You can cross your legs. You know, it's cool, but more comfortable and cross your legs towards the person, with the foot facing towards the person you're sitting towards, you know. I'm trying to think of some of the other ones that indicate it. Go ahead, Dave.
Oh, I was just going to say show interest, you know, show, you know, we can break it down and get into the different parts of the body and what, you know, showing this means this or could mean this.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you know, if you're putting up body language that seems like, you know, kind of, if you're giving off the vibe, if it looks like you're putting up a wall, then you're putting up a wall. You know, if it looks like you're crossing your arms, well, that's physically putting something, a barrier in between you and the conversation, in between you and whoever you're speaking
with.
If you're open, you have your, whether it's your hands or your feet or your eyes, whatever, pointed towards the person you're talking to, they're going to understand, they're going to breathe, they're going to pick up from you that, okay, well, they're interested. They're hearing what I'm saying, and they're a part of the conversation. I'm being heard, right? That's really, at the end of the day, what everyone wants. They just want to be heard. Everyone just wants to be heard. So, interesting.
It is so interesting, and again, you don't want to misinterpret someone, and you don't want to call them out on it. You know, you just want to kind of observe.
Of course.
You know.
Of course.
So what things to do? Like you said, you just open your body language. You know, and things to, you know, enhance things sometimes when people are really trying to be honest and really get their point across. Sometimes when we put our hands over our chest and we're explaining something, one hand, one palm, say, over our heart.
Yes.
You know, when we're talking. You know, that sometimes actually means, you know, this is coming from my heart. I'm really trying to express to you, you know, a deep caring, or I'm really serious about what I'm talking about. This is more of an honest, open sort of gesture if you're trying to get something across.
It's perfect.
So, you know, all the good things are, like you said, open palms, open arms. You know, keep your legs from being too tightly crossed or you know, just sort of defending stances.
Right.
Face towards the person. Give them space. Don't get too close to them because that's creepy. And when it comes to eye contact, too, we didn't talk about that. We talked about, you know, like those right eye flashes that may indicate that somebody's kind of lying to you. But
right.
When you're listening to somebody, really try to look them in the eyes when they're talking, and nod your head. That shows that you're hearing them and understanding what they're saying, usually. Because if you notice, you know, and this is something I hear a lot from people who come into my practice, is like when they're dating, they're going with somebody, they've complained that their date is looking around the room a lot. That they're looking up or they're looking at other people and they're looking around. It shows disinterest.
It does, definitely.
You know, the same with, and I know we all do it, but the same with like texting, the same with like focusing on something else.
Right.
If you're really into somebody, you want to give them the respect of looking at them.
Right.
And nodding your head. Like, and I also use reflecting back to someone when they're talking to you. And that's like saying, oh, wow, so what you're saying is blah, 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 blah.
Right,
so you're telling them that you heard what they said, and you're just saying, so what you're saying is you feel weird when your boss walks by you and looks at you and says something.
Sure. So, you're acknowledging.
So you reflect back to hear what that person's saying.
You're acknowledging that, you know, I heard you, and this is what I think about it. So it's, you know, it's just, you're honoring the conversation, you know, that's what's powerful. Doc, I do know that, we had scheduled today for about, you know, half an hour show. I don't know if you wanted to wrap things up or keep going a little bit. It's
sure, we can. If you want, we can keep going a little bit more or whatever. I'm happy to help you or whatever you think. I mean, I'm certainly, you know, I have a little meeting coming up in a little bit that I'm going to attend to, but did you have any questions about
it? You know what? I mean, we can wrap it up if you want. I'll move on to the next section of today's episode, Dave's Good Vibration Station. But I just really wanted to say I just wholeheartedly love and appreciate you, and you're such a wise, knowledgeable person. Listeners, if you don't already, make sure to check out Doc every Friday at 11. That's in the AM, Channel 1, LA Talk Radio. On the Couch with Dr. Michelle. You can't miss her. She's awesome. And
thanks, Dave. I sure appreciate it. It's always fun to be on your show, and I appreciate you having me on. And I always love talking about body language. So,
well, I just appreciate you, Doc. And you're so, like I said, educated, and you just know so much. I'm honored to have you on the show, especially when talking about body language, because it is an overlooked aspect of communication. And
it
I think
really
that
is, yeah.
You're so on point with, you know, being so talented and being able to spot that and understand from a subconscious level really what these people are trying to communicate. So thank you for being you, and
hey, you're welcome.
All
my
the
pleasure.
Love from our hearts to yours.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dave. Always a pleasure. Take good care.
Thank you, Doc. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye. What a pleasure it is to have Dr. Michelle. Once again, make sure to check her out every Friday at 11 on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, on the Couch with Dr. Michelle. Really good stuff. Hey, guys, just wanted to remind you, today's show is brought to you by Ryan's Handyman Service, where one call does it all. From a broken sink or pipe to handcrafted woodwork, interior and exterior painting, electrical repair, fencing, roofing, home inspection repairs, even decorating, and much more. Ryan has had over 17 years of construction experience and is certified in multiple trades across the board. Specializing in building and home repairs, remodels, and renovations, Ryan's Handyman Service will always be there for all your residential and commercial property improvement needs. Also, make sure to check out Ryan's discounts for some of the best deals you will find hands down. For top-tier quality work at unbeatable prices, Ryan's Handyman Service is your one-stop shop for any and all handyman, home repair, and overall construction needs. From Santa Barbara to Calabasas, Bel Air to Beverly Hills, and more, Ryan has made a noticeable presence in the community for his outstanding handyman services. For best results, make sure to check out ryanshandymanservice.com or call directly at 805-285-1535. Once again, that's ryanshandymanservice.com or 805-285-1535. Tie up those loose ends around your house or office building and book your appointment today. Ryan is an awesome handyman. I will tell you that. And I know this from personal experience. So, guys, we're going to transition into the second and concluding half of today's episode, Dave's Good Vibration Station. But before we get into that, I feel like busting some jams from our brother, Chances Are Good. Check it out. Who am I? Chances Are Good. Who am I? I don't know. Ask yourself the same question.
Who am I? Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness. Abide with total presence. Back in the day, there was a great sage by the name Maharshi. He didn't preach, all he ever did say was ask yourself the question, who am I? Then stay present and ignore any answers. That's just your brain cancer. The story narrator, the conflict instigator, the one they call the mind, make him face the mirror. Who am I? Repeat.
repeat it like a mantra until ego throws a tantrum and gets booted out this mansion. And now there's no more question. I am that I am essence before the manifested of the sun, earth, and fleshes. I am his total presence. If all of life's a painting, then I am is this canvas. Prior to the brushstrokes, consciousness is mirror smoke. Who's the one that wants to know? I will go when ego goes. Am I a phenomenal? Hollow whole finumeral. You see the tight conundrum, cause it's both sides of the pendulum. Subjectively observing, creating this momentum. The I am that tennis match, love to love, the place is packed. But all the games are just an act. The ego squatting in your flat, screaming, where's the owner at? He doesn't hear an answer back, so he thinks that he is that body mind vehicle. I am is ethereal, fueling all materials, totally invisible. So go beyond the physical. Who am I? The mystical. Who said that? The ego still. Follow to that hollow tube, the piece of bliss and solitude. The only one cannot be two. The duel is in your mind, dude. None of this is actual, it's all matter factual. Matter is still malleable, so molded into vacuum holes, beautiful and magical. I am is behind it all. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. I read about this yogi Christ that doesn't eat or drink. He sits in lotus all night without a wink of sleep. He gets his sustenance straight from this oxygen. High up in the Himalayas, sitting on a mountain. They say that he's older than most of these boulders, that his body sits on. He exists in all dimensions, a time and space magician, a master over Maya. He's burning up these thoughts of all your wants and desires. See, no storm can touch him. He abides inside the nothing, emanating peace and bliss all throughout existence. So sit in meditation long enough and you can feel him transmitting heightened consciousness to all his loving children, to all the ones around the globe seeking source and letting go. You're about to fill the role, cause Babaji is getting old. It's time for him to make the shift back into the infinite. He's gonna hold the space for us so we can all enlighten up. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence. Who is the question? Am is the essence. I is the witness, abide with total presence.
Chances are good. Make sure to check them out. You can also Google search, just Chances Are Good, or check them out on Bandcamp. Super good stuff. High vibe music. His tags are devotional, ceremony, mantra, sacred geometry, spiritual, spoken word. Good stuff. High vibes all the way. So, in today's second half of the show, I thought we would talk a little bit about self-empowerment. Considering that empowering yourself is, well, really the only way that you will live a fulfilled life. A couple tips and tricks that you can do to empower yourself. Number one is be grateful. Count your blessings. Everything in your life, even the things that seem shitty and that have held you back, be grateful for them. They defined where you are and who you are today. If it wasn't for those experiences, you wouldn't have learned what you needed to learn and grow in exactly the way you needed to grow to be exactly who you are today. So everything in your life is a blessing. Just remember that. So number one is gratitude, right? Number two, see the beauty in all people, in all things. You know, we live in a very interesting world where the media only tries to point out the bad stuff. And, you know, there is a sense of fear-mongering that is kind of in the air. There's a sense of control. And the greatest way to control is to scare, to instill fear. So when you are instilling fear in the masses, you get to control the masses. And one way that you can re-empower yourself and not allow these fear-mongering situations, if you will, these fear-mongering things that are placed in our society to penetrate you, to dim your light, then you'll be all right. You'll see through the lies and really just empower yourself. And by lies, I'm just referring to fear, because all fear is just, it's a lie. There's no such thing as, there's nothing to be afraid of. Absolutely nothing in this universe to be afraid of. You say, well, Dave, how is that possible? There's terrorists, and maybe there's, if you believe in this, you know, whatever, demons, or there's negative spirits, or there's, you know, we live in whatever you think, you know, anything that you are afraid of, and you justify a reason to be afraid of, you're creating more fear. So, essentially, what I'm saying is to empower yourself, see the beauty within all people, do not be afraid, and do not be manipulated to think that something is only bad, because there's not such thing as only bad. There is good and bad. Excuse me. Well, what I mean by that is there is no darkness without a little light, and there is no light without a little darkness. So nothing's completely bad. And I do believe that there are things that are completely good. And I just, because good is alignment. Good is your natural state. Good is source. Source is aligned, good. Bad is just out of alignment. So there's going to be things that are out of whack when you hear bad, or, you know, it doesn't resonate. It's not right. So, in a nutshell, getting back to the key point here, see the beauty within all people, be loving, give love, give compassion, give gratitude for people. Yes, count your blessings, but also be grateful for the people that you interact with. Random people, let it be someone behind you, you know, in a grocery store. Let it be the checker, the teller, no matter who it is, no matter what situation, always give your love. Number three, something that we can do to empower ourselves is follow our excitements, follow our joys, do the things that bring you happiness, do the things that make you feel full, fulfilled, empowered, excited, vitality in life. Feel these things. These are the aspects of life, your excitements, your joys, that guide you, that compass, act as the compass for whether you are in alignment with your greatest self or whether you're not. So if you're doing things that is out of alignment, that are out of alignment with your highest joys, maybe reevaluate what you're doing and ask yourself, are there different ways to approach this to make me happier, to make me enjoy this more? Is there something else that I can do to embrace this in a more positive way? And the answer is always yes. The answer is always yes. It's just if you're willing to open up and receive. It's really what it comes down to. And another aspect of empowerment, which I think is crucial to understanding how to empower yourself, is knowing your source. Knowing that everything in your life is, has been, and always will be guided. You have the universal wind at your back. And it truly is just a matter of when you are ready to accept that universal wind and to say, I am a creator. I am the creator of creation. Within me holds all the knowledge of the universe. And it's up to me whenever I want to tap into it. And if I don't, that's fine too. But all I do know is that I'm guided and unconditionally provided for in every single moment of every single day. Listen, guys, all the unconditional love, light, appreciation, joy, and laughter from our hearts to yours. Make sure to follow us at Good Vibe Station. Make sure to come to our September 25th event and get more details on universalconsciousness1111.com. We are raising the frequency of this planet and her people. Love you guys so much, and we'll see you next Sunday. Count your blessings and align your energy, for you are perfect. Love you. Peace. Always align one with the divine, so bless the tone, rhythm, and rhymes. The quest is on for lightning lines with beautiful tones and songs that shine with fire in the heart, peace in the mind. Yeah, gonna shine this little light of mine. That's the least we could do for creative design. Yeah, to give thanks for the beauty in life. The most high, multi-high, to the moto, Mr. Hunapu, who inspires you and I to do whatever we do. Don't you follow your bliss and always sing your truth.